Hello and welcome to I'll Try That, the beer review and news podcast.
I'll Try That, the beer review and news podcast.
Here in London.
Ding dong.
I was thinking about this last night in bed.
Smashed it.
Brew for success.
As a soon to be fur daddy.
Another one in the bag.
I'm vetoing that.
This week, in the pursuit of hoppiness, we're going to Thailand's most popular beer, Chang. But first, the hop topic.
Let's move on to hop topic.
So, a brewery in Western Canada has been forced to apologize after unwittingly naming a beer product after the Maori word for pubic hair.
The Maori word for pubic hair.
Yeah, so it named its new beer Huru Huru, and I apologise if I'm saying that incorrectly. And a spokesperson said that, unfortunately, yes, it is known as the word for feather and hair. However, the local community in New Zealand know it as the word for if you're talking about someone with pubic hair. Thoughts?
Well, I think this is a really interesting topic in that this is a company in a brewery in Canada who are using a word for, I mean, were they specifically trying to say a Maori word?
So they were trying to clever with their sales technique and using huru as the word as feather.
But they knew it was a Maori word.
So yes, but they're trying to link it to New Zealand rather than just the idea of
pubic
hair.
So I think this is blundering error.
Yes.
In that they have tried to use a Maori word that means something different than what their agency probably told them.
I think it's colloquialism as well. It's the fact that they have looked at like the dictionary definition and gone, oh, that means feather, that means hair, that's fine. Rather than actually asking and double checking and using the actual understanding of the fact that it to locals in New Zealand and locals in the Maori community, it means pubic hair.
It just feels like a lack of research on their part. And I feel something that possibly could have been cleared up, I would say relatively quickly, possibly even with just a Google search.
Yeah, this should never have got to production. This should never got out in that sense. They should have sense checked this on a short list of names.
So they have quickly, obviously, said they apologize for what they have done. And they obviously feel absolutely terrible for it. But the people have said that you need to check. Because it's cultural appropriation is what they're... is the issue, isn't
well, that was, I guess, where I was going to. It's not really about the fact that they've used a word that's derogative or seen as a bit rude or naughty. It's the fact that they've tried to appropriate a different language in a way that's saying they're trying to sell a beer. You know, that's what I don't quite get. In that if they were just stumbled across, they used a word, they didn't know it was Maori slang for pubic hair, then that's fair. Like, that's like, okay, you've made a mistake, recall it, whatever. Like, change it if you need to, or don't recall it. Like, it's fine. Like, because you've made an honest mistake. But the fact that they've tried to make a beer that's specifically trying to sell on Maori
over in New
culture,
Zealand. Yeah.
So they sell it, but it's a Canadian company. This is what I don't understand. So they're trying to sell this beer in New Zealand?
They have come out and said that they completely didn't understand what they were saying when they sold it. And somebody from the Maori community said, you've named it after something you don't understand for the ideology of selling it as a quirky, interesting thing. And I think that's what's upset a lot of people, is the fact that they've tried to be interesting, they've tried to be unique, and they've used the feather of New Zealand on the can itself.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So they're trying to sell it as the feather of New Zealand.
Okay.
However, and using Maori, which is
of course,
language.
Of course.
However, but the biggest issue here is you're using a culture you don't understand. And if you don't understand it, you need to double check. You need to make sure that you're saying things that don't upset people.
I mean, I think honestly, they've made a mistake. They've owned up to making a mistake on this. It makes more sense in this context that they had the feather from the New Zealand country logo on the can. I think the fact that they've used a word which they thought meant
feather.
In the native tongue of New Zealand, which is fair, but they haven't done their due diligence, they haven't done their research enough, and that just shows that you get picked up on that.
The thing is that by the book, it technically is the word feather or fur. So if you look at the dictionary, let's say, it would be that. However, they haven't double checked what it actually means. It's, and there's a lot of words in a lot of cultures where if you say that, it means something else.
Well, I think as native English speakers, we can attest to that. Yeah. There's quite a lot of words that if you use in the wrong context, definitely mean something different. So I can sympathize with where this Canadian brewery are at, but I also completely appreciate where the local communities are at and saying just, it wouldn't have been hard for you to have done your research before putting this out there. And I think as companies, they need to do their research on this. There's no real excuse for not. We've got access to the internet. You can find out what that word means in whatever community you're trying to represent.
And hopefully this stands as a lesson to just generally any company. Just do your research.
And now for some pursuit of hoppiness.
So this week, we're going to talk about Thailand's most famous beer, Chang. Rich, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, so I've drunk a fair bit of Chang in my time from going through Asia, especially in Thailand and stuff like that. And it brings back many, many fond memories. Some not so fond, but others many fond memories.
Now, I'd say from my end, I have never been to Thailand, but I've never actually had Chang before. This is my first meeting with Chang, as it were, as a beer. I know of Chang, the sponsor of some of the popular Premiership football teams. Which ones are those, Simo?
That's Leicester and Everton football clubs.
Which is a bizarre that there's one company that sponsors two Premier League football teams who play against each other on a regular basis. But, you know, I think it just goes back to Chang is so popular in the places like the UK coming from its Thai origins. I mean, I'm reading up that they actually only brew in Thailand, the UK and China. So that's the three main countries that they've decided that they're going to set up.
I've not dealt with or drank much Chang in the actual UK, but it's definitely anyone who's been backpacking would have definitely had a Chang beer. In Asia, they serve their beer with ice in it, just generally to keep it cool because it's so hot over there in the evenings.
You can see if you pick, we're drinking the bottle of Chang classic beer, their lager, and you can just see how they've integrated everything to do with "we are from Thailand," you know, on it. Like, they've got product of Thailand stamped pretty much anywhere they could get it on the bottle. So you can clearly say that it's from Thailand. It's got this flower. They've incorporated elements from Thailand, the country, into the Chang beer. So what is this flower that was on the Chang beer flower?
I'm not too sure. I just checked the Thai flag and there isn't a flower on it.
Okay.
Doesn't say anywhere.
Okay. Well, they've got a very nice flower on their logo.
And two very nice elephants.
The logo is two elephants facing each other underneath what seems to be a palm tree of some sorts. What they refer to an emerald green bottle.
With a fantastic gold attachment everywhere else as well.
And it's fancy. It's very fancy. I mean, Thailand known back in the day of having like very long dynastic
monarchies.
Well, here's one for you. Do you guys know what Chang stands for?
Oh, do tell.
Ooh.
So Chang actually stands for elephant in Thai.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's amazing.
This actually makes a lot more sense now. Two elephants face each other. Because I was scrambling around going like, I love that they've got these two elephants and it's synonymous with Thailand and those types of elephants. But Chang is Thai for elephant.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
There we go. Every day's a school day.
That's it. So I know that in 2015, they changed the recipe for their global Thai beer to incorporate rice as one of its main ingredients.
Interesting.
So it's closer to the Thai domestic only beer, which is 6.4%, I think it is. So it's closer in keeping with that. Whereas this version of the lager beer is 5%.
I mean, I know that they're very proud of the products that they put within their own beer. So for instance, on their website, they talk about the fact that the water is extracted from over 200 meters below the ground in Thailand. Our deep water wells provide us with a soft water that is not only a low in mineral content, but completely free of contaminants. It sounds absolutely spiffy.
Well, that sounds like the best water in the world.
I know, right?
So what I liked as well with the Chang beer, I Googled because I brought an extra one before bringing these down because I wanted to try it before bringing it over.
Nice. Doing your research.
Yeah, doing my research.
Good job.
This is the proper consumer research for you guys.
Yeah. Professionals.
Yeah. And I thought it tasted a bit different. So I Googled, does Chang taste different outside of Thailand? And it came back with yes, because they use two different brewing techniques for where you are. So in Thailand, they use rice in their brewing, but they don't use that in the European brewing technique.
Interesting.
So yeah, so if you do taste a Chang that's been brewed in the UK, it will taste different to the one you maybe tried on your gap year.
They've decided they have to have different versions of the beer for different taste palates. You know, we've seen this before. These, like, Asahi has a very distinctive take on a German beer. I mean, actually, in looking at this, does anyone know if what the recipe comes from? If it's from a European brewing country, if they talk about it in that way?
I know that the barley is imported from Europe and the USA, and the fact that they use a lot of hops from European and American areas. So I know that they actually take a lot of influence from those, from Europe and America. So it's not just like specifically Asian. They do take from Europe and America.
They are through and through claiming and shouting about how much they are from Thailand and they're a Thai beer. But it's interesting that they're in their provenance. They're not saying, oh, we're from German brewing techniques, or we're not from American styled, hops or something like that. It is very much like, this is Chang, it's from Thailand.
Yeah. And so, like, we may use products in the ingredients that come from those areas, because obviously the heritage of that alcohol, but obviously they know that they want to identify as that Thai beer, don't they?
Well, I mean, talking about how important Chang is to Thailand and culture or country of Thailand itself. So Chang is owned by ThaiBev, or Thailand Beverage, to use its full name, and other brands that they have under it, which is the first I'm hearing of these, as well as Chang, which is their number one beer by a long way. They have an Archa, A-R-C-H-A, and a Fiederbrau, which I can only imagine is a more German-style, pilsner-y, kind of lighter lager. ThaiBev is Thailand's largest beverage company, and it's made in Thailand, as we kind of said before, UK and China, this Chang beer. And it has a $13 billion in-market capitalization, kind of how much they're worth in markets. And they're listed on the Singapore Stock Exchange.
So it's obviously a very big company. You can't get around that.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking, obviously, the fact that they're brewing in some of these big countries like China and the UK for the Western market. But they know their audience. I mean, as Rich said, like, we know growing up in England, Chang beer, probably you've been introduced to them from your travels.
Yeah.
Thailand is one of the most popular places for UK kids to go to, I say, at one point during their gap years.
And their gap year.
Looking on their website, you can see how far and wide they spread. Now, they only started in 1995. That's when they launched as Chang beer. And it's amazing to see that they've spread to over 50 countries. And they're all over the world. So they've made sure that you can get the taste of Thailand, as they say on their website, across the world.
So I was loving looking at their tagline of, we brew friendship.
Ooh, friends!
Brewing friends.
Brewing friends!
Beer friends.
Beer friends, Dragwell.
Great in between us quote. Yeah. But, that's what they're, I guess they're saying, trying to create a community around Chang beer. Brewing friendship, it's very innocent. It's not meant to be taken in satire. It's very truthful in that they're being very honest and saying, look, we're trying to be friends to everyone. We're trying to create friendships through beer.
I've seen a lot of their adverts on their website where it's their campaign adverts are literally like four or five mates having a laugh. And then guess what? They're drinking Chang beer.
The Thai people in general are very, very nice and friendly people. So I can see why they're incorporating this and trying to emphasize it in their marketing. I met some lovely, lovely people when I was traveling. Yeah, I get it. I get why they would say that. As cheesy as it is.
So talking about the idea that they believe in this brewing in friendship, they also have a centuries-old Thai philosophy that they believe goes into their creation of their beer, which they call, and I might be murdering this, La Miat. So this is the idea that you need to focus and look at it differently and look beyond the details into looking beyond the ordinary in order to make something that is perfection. And this is something that they talk about a lot on their website. And the fact is, it's what they put into when they're trying to make the Thai perfection taste.
I was interested, obviously, when you're looking at the beer world and you're looking at these breweries, there's never a company that's got to this size. They've never been there. They're just not organically grown that way.
Yeah.
They've usually got mergers, acquisitions. And actually a key instance of Chang beer that's been very notable since 2000 was actually the Carlsberg and Chang entered into a joint venture, 50-50 joint venture, which was called Carlsberg Asia. So this was Carlsberg trying to extend their reach out of Denmark, out of Europe, into Asia. And, Carlsberg then in 2005, so only 5 years later after going to the 50-50 joint venture, pulled out of the agreement and terminated its license agreement with Chang. So Carlsberg said that Chang had not given an equal commitment to this joint venture.
Yeah.
And Chang then questioned Carlsberg's commitment to the Asian market just as a whole. You know, Chang then went over they claimed $2.5 billion in damages, which was then kind of settled down out of court, but was made public record, of $120 million, paid by Carlsberg. It's kind of this match made in heaven, potentially, you know, wanting to grow into a specific market from Carlsberg's view. Chang wanted to get bigger and use Carlsberg's know-how and scale, and then the partnership going south, which, you know, it happens. I think we're seeing as of right now with the Nissan and Renault potential of that relationship, joint venture going south. So we'll see how that happens. But it's interesting to know about Carlsberg, and this happens in the beer world. I mean, it's almost like a Game of Thrones level of, you know, kind of intrigue and espionage potential behind
Red
the
wedding.
Scenes.
So one story about Chang Beer that I read was that they've started these sensory trails in London where they're trying to bring you the Thai experience in cocktail bars around London. And I think it's like a really interesting idea to try and make sure that Chang is universally known. I actually had never drank a Chang beer before today. So I think that the fact that they're trying to keep pushing into the UK market is really interesting.
Well, I mean, as we said, they're made here, so they've understood that UK is one of their key markets. But I think that really going back to that point that you said, that they're trying to link up with local cocktail bars, so I said right in saying that,
yeah,
to bring a Thai experience to the UK populace. And again, they are the beer of Thailand. If you're thinking about a beer and you're thinking about Thailand, you have to think Chang because they've positioned themselves in that way. And as you've experienced firsthand, Rich, you get Chang in Thailand.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's all over Thailand.
It's about exporting Thailand to the world. And I think they've done this quite a lot with trying to build their communities around and in Thailand itself, right?
Yeah, so back in 2004 when there was the tsunami that struck.
And this was that global, like, it impacted that such a huge area. So I remember it really vividly, actually, 2004, you know, this global tsunami that impacted that whole area, but it went around the world in that everyone was rallying and raising money because of just how devastating that was.
Yeah, it was heard across the world. But what Chang did was they rebuilt one of the villages that was destroyed. If I can pronounce this right, I'm really sorry if I don't. It was Ban Nan Khem, which was the village that was there. But they rebuilt it. So they rebuilt 50 houses and a football field back in the air. But can you guess what the village was renamed?
Or they renamed the village.
They renamed the village.
Okay.
Oh, I hope it's something great like the Chang Village.
Wait. Okay.
It's not far off.
So, Chang'an.
No. It was renamed Everton Chang.
Wow. Wow.
On the Koh Lak coast in the Panang province of Thailand.
Everton Chang.
I mean, they use that as
football fans?
They use that as an opportunity,
that's,
I guess, to link it back or create a link with the UK.
Yeah. So they also sponsor local youth teams to complete the Chang Everton Cup.
Linked it to sport.
Well, they've linked it to football, which is hugely popular. We know how popular
it's worldwide,
all over the world, sort of thing. So it's a very common theme for people in Thailand to enjoy football. So that's what they've promoted, and that's what they've built with it. And they have links with Everton Football Club, and they've then sent promising Thai footballers to Liverpool for a trial with Everton as well.
Now, I want to talk about the taste of Chang beer. Now, for me, I actually get an unusual aftertaste once I've drank it that I can't pinpoint, but it actually makes me... And as in, it makes me think, I've never had this before. I think it's slightly different to other lagers that I've had.
For me, building on what you're saying there, trying to pinpoint again, I can't taste this aftertaste, I think, that you just kind of talked about. But for me, I can't put my finger on what makes this beer different. That's what I'm having a difficult time trying to articulate. It is a lager. We know lagers can all seem a bit similar, but it's not crisp like an Asahi can be. It doesn't have a provenance that we're talking about that's well known for its beer making area, which gives it a certain type of flavor or a certain type of image that's depicted in your mind when you drink it. And it's not like it's a super middle of the road, non-offensive beer, but it tastes nice. Like, I quite like this Chang.
I suppose it goes back to that we've spoken about Asian beers before. So we had our Asahi, Chengdao and stuff like that that we've drunk. It's light and it's refreshing, which is what it's meant to be. The Asian beer isn't meant to be heavy. It's not meant to be something that you feel that you've drunk. If you drink one, it's not going to fill you up.
Yeah.
It's light, it's refreshing, and it's meant to be drunk ice cold. You're not like,
well, it's like a summer drink. If you're in the UK, I feel like this is a summer drink that you can have.
And I don't know if this is exported into the States or, you know, other countries. I don't know if they've made there. They've definitely seem to have made like their pinpoint into the West being the UK.
Yeah.
And those links. And they've put a lot of roots down with obviously the Premier League.
So they have made it to the USA and Canada.
I would say exactly as you said, we have also tried lagers from recently America, from Netherlands, you know, Heineken, Budweiser. Yeah. This is very Asian style lager, and I like it. I'm a big fan.
You sound like you're crying. It sounded like you were crying.
Get quite emotional towards Chang there, Joe.
I just really like this beer.
I prefer Asian lager, I think, to Western lager.
I'm in that camp as well. I think that the Asian styled lagers have taken a age-old brewing process, but have improved upon it, in my opinion. I think, as we've said, we've talked about Asahi, we've talked about Qingdao, and I think there's a really good, I'm not saying they're better lagers,
no.
I just think they're easier to drink lagers.
And I think there's a bit more difference in flavour between them, because you can drink a lot of lagers that have come from Western places, they can get a little samey. I'm not saying that that's very generalised, but they are very samey. And so with Asian lagers, you can definitely taste there's a difference between each one. There's something slightly, I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it, but there's just something a little different about them.
One thing I would say as well about Asian lagers is they do link themselves with food a lot more than the Western lagers do. So I think Western lagers generally link themselves with sports, whilst I've noticed that Chang, for instance, on their website, they do talk about the fact that they're good with everything Thai, including food.
Yeah, but that's because we are, as a Western audience, seeing the marketing that a beer from a specific Asian country is coming back to us. And so they obviously are going to say, hey, we're a Japanese beer, eat Japanese food with us. Hey, we're a Chinese company, eat Chinese with us.
Yeah.
Hey, we're a Thai company, eat Thai food with us, because that's what we know them for. Ooh. And it's broader than that. But if you're in Thailand, and Rich, you can give us some credence on this, it's not just about, they don't talk about the Thai food. Food is just food in Thailand, obviously.
Yeah.
And Chang is Chang. You know, it's so synonymous with Thailand. It's just the number one beer in Thailand. They're not overt in saying, hey, you're in Thailand, eat Thai food with Chang.
Yeah.
It's like, just eat food.
Yeah.
And there's also this fantastic beer called Chang.
Is it always, so you can obviously attest to this, but I'm guessing that everywhere you go, Chang is just there.
Yeah. So every restaurant we go to, Chang is the beer that you would buy. There are a few others that you would try out there, but it's always, wherever I went, it would always be a Chang would be the staple, no matter where you were.
Such a powerful thing that, though, isn't it? Like every pub's like, Chang, just have Chang. Chang is Chang.
Right? Yeah, to be the most popular beer in just a country, let alone probably a few countries, I'm sure, in that area as well. Like there's...
No, probably not. I'd say it's very much Thailand. Yet you can get other places, but other, such as like Cambodia that borders it, and Vietnam a little bit over the way, they have their own beers for that area. But definitely in Thailand, it is always a Chang.
That's awesome.
What's their following, Jay?
So as we do Instagram, again, we're looking at their UK Instagram, because again, they've dissected it all up by countries and regions, whatever. Instagram is 3,000 people, followers. Twitter, which is their UK one, is 10,100 people. They are pushing into the UK. I was expecting that Instagram number to be higher, given that they have such high profile sponsorships of Everton and Leicester football clubs, Premier League football clubs. I'm expecting them to be really owning that area, because I mean, they know they've put a distillery here in the UK. They this is a key market for them.
They obviously know that the money they can make in the UK is a lot.
I get that following, though, because it was hard to get Chang beer. Like I googled where I could buy it from. I couldn't get it in the supermarkets. I was told Tesco might have it, but couldn't find it anywhere there. And then I had to order it online to get it delivered.
So it's almost like they've done the high profile sponsorship. Even if you don't like football, you're aware of the teams like Everton and Leicester.
Yeah.
And you've probably seen one of their footballers wearing the Chang logo across
the belly,
across their stomach. So it's almost like they've done the investment at the high-end level, but they haven't followed through with the infrastructure, like the distribution of Chang on the bottom level. And I think Instagram is showing of that 3,000 people done the high-level stuff, the above-the-line investment, but they haven't followed through with the below-the-line investment of getting product into people's hands.
One thing I would say, though, is obviously Everton and Leicester aren't from London or southern areas. So we don't know how accessible Chang is in maybe the more northern areas of England is something to consider. Like maybe if we were in Leicester, maybe if we were near Everton and Liverpool, that
Oh, I'm sure they are. Yeah. I'm sure if you're around the football stadiums, you must just get Chang everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be the silliest thing ever. Yeah. But like, as you said, we're talking about the UK as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, as a place. So yes, absolutely. Regionalized, localized into where they have specific sponsorship contracts. I just think they need to push it into the rest of the country.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Accessibility is the biggest thing.
We'll put the links in the description, of course, for websites, Instagram, Twitter, Untappd. And I think we enjoy Chang. It's for you, Rich, it's a nostalgia trip back to your time in Thailand and around that area.
Yeah, 100%.
Simo and I, having tried this for the first time today, it's a nice beer.
Yeah.
It's a nice lager.
Agree.
I know nice is not a very good descriptive word, but that's how I would actually describe this beer. It's nice.
Decent.
Nice.
I'm not trying to look for similar. Just saying, it's a nice beer.
It's a nice.
Nice. Nice.
And that's all we have time for in this week's episode of the I'll Try That podcast. And so from me, Joe,
Rich,
and Simo,
goodbye. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram,
Twitter,
and watch us on YouTube.
Goodbye now. Always drink responsibly. And if you or anyone else needs some help, go to drinkaware.co.uk for more information.